The news last week that Walt Disney Company is buying the Muppets was a major coup for the struggling entertainment giant. Morning Edition producer and puppeteer Barry Gordimer says the Disney Henson deal might be a smart business move, but could be problematic in other areas.
This is the second time Disney has courted the Muppets.
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again.
In the early 90s, the companies were just about to tie the knot when the deal fell apart. But Disney held out hopes that one day they'd be together.
Someday my prince will come.
That day came last week, but I for one wish the companies would have resisted the urge to merge. I just don't think it's in the stars for Disney and Henson. Chinese astrology expert Pam Case agrees.
They're both yang characters. Sometimes that doesn't work so well. Sometimes it's better to have a combination of yin and yang.
Mickey and I are very much honored and very happy to accept this plaque.
And I'd like to tell everybody that the...
Now, if Walt Disney himself couldn't keep the peace between Mickey and Donald, who's going to pacify Miss Piggy?
Stop! Stop! Quiet! I'm sorry, could you please leave? Yes, nothing personal. That's it, just out the door. You two children, I can't work that way.
If the Disney and Henson critters are to coexist, they're going to need some help from someone like famed psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers. She's used to dealing with unusual characters.
For 3 years on Captain Kangaroo, I dealt with Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit and their problems.
Piggy and Kermit have had an office romance of sorts. If Minnie Mouse were to enter into the picture, could we have a very problematic love triangle?
I don't think that Minnie Mouse would be attractive to Kermit Frog, but I think you'll have a splendid friendship because everybody's working towards the same thing, helping parents help their kids.
Now, I don't wish any ill will toward the Disney or Henson companies, but if worse comes to worse, look at Barbie. After 43 years, she realized it was just not working with Ken. Now she has a new boy toy in her life, an Australian hunk named Blaine. And you can't help but notice Barbie's smile seems just a little less plastic. So maybe this mouse, frog, dog, chicken, pig merger isn't so goofy. Or gonzo. Never mind.
Morning Edition producer and puppeteer Barry Gordimer. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montague.